This episode of Outlander Cast is brought to you by MinuteWithMary.com. It's a new year and you might need a new mascara, my friends. You guys know, I tell you, mascara needs to be changed once a season. And because I love my mascara so much, my epic mascara, my black, my brown, my waterproof, whatever you want, I'm doing it 15% off for you. That's right, 15% off for you because you take the time to listen to Blake and I talk about one of our most favorite things in the entire world, Outlander. And you can get this discount by going to MinuteWithMary.com/discount. All the way from Providence, Rhode Island, welcome to Outlander Cast. It's a podcast dedicated to the show Outlander on Starz. Sit there and choose a different harmony, like, and then in different lines of the song, you're like, I'm gonna be this line, and in this line, I'm going to be this line because I do.
No one's a dork like you.
No, I think actually several of these listeners are nodding their head, saying, "Mary, I'm right there with you."
Yes, well, probably. I find myself swaying as we're listening to it. I sway left and right. Well, my name is Blake, by the way.
The swayer.
And I'm excited to actually do a proper Outlander Cast episode for the first time in quite a while. We've been doing our commentary tracks.
Yes.
And they've been great.
For
the rewatches. And by the way, if you get a chance, go back and take a look at the commentary tracks for the rewatches. Mm-hmm. We just finished season one and we'll be moving on to season two first. But before we do that, of course, we are watching the season five sneak peek.
So excited.
We are here.
Oh my gosh.
We're here for it.
When the news came out, of course, that we were getting this extra little sneak peek, it was like Christmas came flipping early. And Blake and I, of course, shared this excitement with so many of you in the Outlander Cast Clan Gathering with fellow friends who love this show. And we made the decision to not watch it live.
What do you mean? Okay, yes. No, because we're not going to watch it live.
First off, it was my son's hip-hop dance recital for a Christmas concert. Yes, there is such a thing.
And we have priorities, of course.
But but we wanted to actually catch our earnest first-time reaction. Then we could watch it a couple more times and give a little bit more in-depth reaction to it. So without further ado, Blake and I are going to watch the sneak peek with you.
Right, you're going to hear the entire thing.
We're not going to talk too awfully much over it because it is our first time digesting it, but we just wanted to capture it, guys. We tell you all the time, you are our clan, you are our friends. We want to act like we're sitting in the room watching it with you together. So without further ado.
Well, actually, before we do that, I just wanted to remind you.
There is an ado then.
Yeah, well, there is a slight ado.
Blake,
there's a slight.
Why did I say without further ado?
Well, because you weren't reading the notes, Muffin.
I didn't know there were notes for this one.
There are notes. There's always notes.
Sorry, I failed everyone.
No, you didn't fail. You just didn't see the notes. It's okay. Well, we wanted to remind you that you can find Mary and I on all social media, Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, all of it. You can find it at just by searching Mary and Blake. And you can also go to maryandblake.com where you can find all of our podcasts that we do, including one about This Is Us called This Is Us 2, which will be returning in, I believe, January. Mm. January 14th or January 15th is when we will be returning to This Is Us 2. And currently, right now, we are working on a podcast about The Crown. You can find that at maryandblake.com only, and specifically because it's for patrons of Outlander Cast. You guys make everything possible that we do here, and we wanted to thank you and give you a brand new podcast and have the patrons have that podcast first. So if you want to hear our thoughts on The Crown and be a part of that community, just go to maryandblake.com and find our podcast called Keep Calm and Crown On, or you can go to outlandercastclan.com and just click the little button that says Keep Calm and Crown On and become a patron of $5 or more, and you'll have immediate access to The Crown. If not, you'll have to wait quite a bit. But in the meantime, you can also find things, our podcast about Hamilton, Game of Thrones, Gilmore Girls. It's all at maryandblake.com. Now, Marvin, without further ado, let's get into...
Thank you.
Let's get into...
Without further ado...
No more ados.
Okay.
Let's get into the sneak peek.
The exclusive sneak peek.
All right, here we go.
Oh, gosh.
Ooh, very reminiscent of season one. Oh, young Murtaugh.
Look at that strut. It's like Elsa. Let it go.
She's gone.
Stop.
I swore an oath, Jamie Fraser. When you were no more than a week old and a bonny lad at your mother's breast, I knelt at Ellen's feet as I now kneel by yours. And I swore to her, by the name of the threefold God, I'd follow you always to do your bidding and guard your back when you became a man grown and was needing such service. She's gone now. But I'll always be with you.
I'm getting goosies.
Oh my goodness. Baby Yoda who?
Always.
Baby Yoda who? Oh my god. How am I this emotional? Oh my god, that wee Jamie. Well done.
Careful, or you'll lose your head.
Oh, there it is.
Yep.
Here. It's not called a cutthroat razor for nothing. Can I have you looking like you've been to the war and back? Not today, anyway.
Oh, spectacles, yes. Oh my god.
There it is.
Nervous?
Yes.
Yeah. You beat the crap out of me one day.
That you have a blade to my throat. But for you, a day off from working on the house. First in a wee while. And we have a floor under our feet now and a roof above our heads. Couldn't have done it without the help of some of the men. Breed, I cannot thank you enough for the gift of this cabin. Couldn't have my wee grandson sleeping in the woods now, could we?
No.
I was thinking of adding a loft. Bree said she'd draw up some plans for me to follow. So. Yeah. To be the right tools. Well, they say it's a bad tradesman who blames his tools for his lack of skills. Oh.
Oh my gosh.
I don't suppose I've done much building.
Oh, Roger.
Or farming, for that matter. Nor do I know how to drive a horse, or cut a deer, or wield a sword. But I'm sure I'll find a suitable trade to provide for my family.
Oh. Until that time, you'll have to rely on the skills and trades of others.
Oh, Jamie.
Yeah. The ring. You asked Murta to make for Bree.
Thank you. I thought perhaps... I only expected copper and brass.
Well.
Oh, Jamie.
This one is certainly fit for my daughter.
Oh, Jamie.
Oh, that was good.
We are so excited for you to see the new season.
Don't forget, stars is...
Okay, so that's the end. Mary, thoughts? What do you got?
Wow.
What do you got? What's the wow about?
I cried and laughed.
Yes, you did. That was good.
Just a very small amount of time.
Yep. All right. So what do you got for your GBG?
Give me a moment. Can you just push pause for a moment?
Yes, I will push pause. Hold on one second.
Thanks, Blake.
All right. Hold on, everybody.
Let me savor this.
Okay, we are back. That this is actually one of the firsts of Outlander Cast and Mary and Blake Media actually just pausing and waiting to take a second. And usually things happen as they happen on this podcast, and you get to hear it all. But I think we need to just take a second, breathe it all in and
rewatch it
and absorb it. We didn't want to rewatch it with you guys on the line. So, all right, Marvin, let's first start off. What do you got for your kilt rating?
Oh, okay. Kilt rating is a 4.8.
I'm surprised at that. Why so low? let's be honest. Why so low?
I didn't see a lick of Claire.
Ah, okay. Yes. But I think that's by design.
I know, but that's why. And obviously she wouldn't have fit in either of these two scenes.
No, she wouldn't
have. And I know it's just a taste and it's not the trailer.
Yep.
It's just a wee little taste to like wet your whistle.
Sure, sure.
All right. You know what? 4.9. Okay. 4.9.
Like, no, it's fine. That's 4.8.
I don't think it deserves a 4.8. I think it deserves a 4.9. Not even. I think it's a 4.9.7.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, how about that? That makes me feel a lot better.
A 4.97. Okay.
A 4.97. Just for the fact that I wanted it to be longer and I wanted more. And I wanted... it's not that I wanted anything cut. I loved it, want more.
Okay, great. For me...
It wet my whistle.
For me, I think I'm going 4.8 on it. I'm going 4.8. And this is going to get really nitpicky, but if you're going to give me a sneak peek, give me a sneak peek of one scene and make it fit. And as cute as seeing baby Jamie is, it felt like, oh, we need to capitalize on this. We have this really cool idea. Let's show the people this really cool idea. And then we'll follow it up with a scene with Roger and Jamie. And you can kind of say thematically they're tied because Murta is saying,
why are you complaining if it's such a high rating?
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying you could argue that they're thematically tied because, you know, Murta is saying he's going to watch over Jamie, and
yes,
Jamie
completely.
Clearly here is a father figure to Roger. So it's almost like he's passing it down.
Oh my gosh. Okay. But otherwise, like, you and I loved this. For us to both have such incredibly high ratings, just shy of perfect.
Yes.
We loved this.
Yeah. This was really great. The only thing I would say that was like a little funny for me was the long walk with Murta. Like, it was a long walk.
You know what my one was?
What?
Okay. Oh, is this like, do we do GBGs for this?
Well, yeah, sure, sure. Let's do a GBG.
All right. You go first.
All right. The good for me is seeing young Murta and seeing young Jamie, that relationship dynamic. It's you see the basis from which their relationship has evolved.
Mm-hmm.
And that you get why Murta was just so adamant on protecting Jamie, being there for Jamie, at least within the context of the show, right?
Yeah.
He's been like that since it looks like Jamie's 5 years old there, right? I really like that. The bad for me was the long walk that Murta has. Even though the makeup was pretty damn good and the hair and the dye and all of it looks really damn good, Murta looks really young. It's just like awkwardly long. It was almost like
I liked it.
It was like a modeling thing.
Yeah.
But the great is what they're inferring here, which is the relationship between Roger and Jamie for me.
Mm-hmm.
Roger is clearly at a disadvantage being in the 1700s. He's got no skills. He's got nothing. It's like me going back to the 1700s. Like, I would be totally lost. I'd be a friggin' loser in the 1700s. I would have no appreciable skills. So he's clearly relying on Jamie, and there's going to be this relationship dynamic between the two where I think Jamie is obligated to teach Roger because Roger is now marrying his daughter.
Yeah.
And Roger needs Jamie for that stuff.
For pretty much everything.
For pretty much everything. And
right,
they say it, you know, there to begin with. So they're alluding to the fact that this, I think, is going to do some repair work on Roger from what they did in season 4. At least I hope that's what they're alluding to.
Yes.
So having these two talk in the manner, in the way that they did, with this very personal thing of shaving. If you notice, the sound editing on the shaving was really cool too.
It was amazing. And I almost want behind the scenes on how they recorded the sounds. Like, what did they rub across to match that intonation perfectly?
Right. Well, the sound design. But sound, but sound editing is like how
blending it. They blended it
and how it's like, how it's like, you know, like.
Yeah, what I'm saying is they did a great job with it.
Yeah. So, all right. So what's your GBG? What do you got?
Okay. So my good was Jamie and Roger's facial expressions during that whole scene. Like, you could have muted it and just had such a beautiful time understanding the dynamic. It could have been in a different language and you would have known, like,
absolutely,
this is awkward. I'm kind of judging you. I'm kind of like not so comfortable with you, but we're trying to make this friendly banter. So that's my good. My bad wasn't necessarily Murtaugh's walk. I loved seeing Scotland. I loved seeing Lallybroch. I loved all of that opening. I was fine with his walk.
Yep.
I didn't like on the second time, she's gone.
Yeah, that's.
And then it cut awkwardly to him talking to Jamie because, you know, he goes into, I promised your mom I would do this. And now that she is gone, blah, 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 blah. I didn't need the flat out, she's gone.
Yeah.
Awkward cut.
Yep.
And then my great was how emotional I got watching that scene with Murtaugh because, I think Murtaugh's gonna kick the bucket.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what this just said to me, is like, I'm always gonna be there for you.
Yep.
Murtaugh's not supposed to be here in the books. He's not here. We know that there's this conflict where he is going to have a very difficult time supporting Jamie and being by his side and watching over him when he wants the complete opposite political view that Jamie has kind of promised to uphold.
Sure.
That made me emotional. Seeing this, of course, with Wee Jamie, with young Murtaugh, was great. But I think actually it was that whole undertone and uncertainty as a book reader sitting here saying, what is going to happen to you? It has been delicious and fun and a great extra adventure to have Murtaugh here, but Murtaugh's not supposed to be here. And at some point, it's not going to work out for him. And I'm pretty sure that this is going to be it for him this season.
Yeah, I would probably agree with you on that one. And the thing I like about all of this is that you're kind of able to theorize with me on this one. This is an outlandish theory for the both of us here. And I think it's probably setting up something along the lines of Murtaugh's going to have to make a choice where he has to choose the rebellion or he has to choose his alliance with Jamie.
Yes.
And something tells me that he's going to choose the rebellion only to redeem himself later on. Perhaps
on his deathbed.
No, perhaps doing something to save Jamie during a battle, or perhaps, you know, something along the lines of where, like, there's going to be the Battle of Alamance. Like, it's going to happen. There's no way that they're not going to show it, right? They've built up to this. And something tells me that Jamie and probably Roger are going to be involved in it. And Murtaugh is going to have to do something to redeem his choice. And he's going to make his choice. It's going to go against this.
Oh my God. Is it going to be like Darth Vader with the Emperor? Like, his last thing that he does is go against his team to save Jamie?
Yes. I wouldn't be surprised. I really wouldn't be surprised.
He's going to take the Emperor and, like, flip kick him over the edge.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Of the Death Star.
Something along those lines is probably going to happen.
It wasn't the Death Star. It was what was he in when he flipped him over? When Darth Vader.
Yeah, he was in the Death Star.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it was Death Star 2.0.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
You know, yeah.
You're welcome.
Oh, hold on. Oh, crap, I just messed it up. I was supposed to play my nerd sound.
Oh,
hold on.
Sorry.
There you go. I got you. So yeah, I feel like that's
right.
Tell your sister
you are right.
Oh man. So yeah, I feel like that's probably what they're setting it up for. This choice
that
Murtaugh has to make.
That was my great. I had all the feels, loved Scotland, but also it just put on this huge boding slash theorizing fun for all of us involved.
I think so. And I think another thing that they're alluding to here too is Roger has to learn all this stuff, and he's going to have to learn how to hold himself.
Let's like dive into each bit. Okay, so let's like dive into the Murtaugh Jamie bit.
Okay, sure. So what's your, well, my big takeaway from this is the relationship that they've had from the very beginning. And I think it's all going to culminate at the end of, or at least halfway through, or the end of this season. And that'll be that. But the emotionality of what's happening here, because you know the future relationship. And I made a joke about Baby Yoda, but seriously, Baby Jamie is really effing cute.
Oh my gosh.
Baby Jamie's got it over Baby Yoda. It might be heresy to say that, but it might be true.
No, I'm on board. I'm on board.
You're on the Jamie train?
Yeah. The Force is strong.
The Force is strong with Baby Jamie.
Yes.
What else are you gleaning from Baby Jamie and young Murtaugh? What else do you got from that?
I'm just excited to go back to Lallybroch. I'm excited to go back to Scotland. I mean, think about how much we all fell in love with Scotland. Think about how many of you have traveled to Scotland because of season one of Outlander, because of the glorious, you know, just sweeping shots of Scotland and the beauty of it. And we haven't had that necessarily this past season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just excited to be seeing shots like that.
Felt good to have the music.
Oh, yeah.
Felt good to have the music. And notice that Jamie was wearing the Fraser pin.
It looked so big he was on
wearing,
him.
And he was wearing the Fraser colors. He wasn't wearing the Mackenzie colors, which was really cool.
Yeah.
I quite liked that. He wasn't wearing the same one that Murtaugh was wearing.
But I agree with you. I think that it just sets things up where this is probably going to be a scene in the first episode.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was the opening scene.
Yes, agreed.
It's probably going to be the opening scene just to set everything up.
Because especially of how season four left off. Like, you are now charged with finding Murtaugh Fitzgibbons.
Yeah.
And now the opening of season five is really this crucial part of their relationship where Murtaugh, you know, vows to really stand by Jamie's son to take care of him.
Here's a question for you. Is this a scene that you would have rather been left to your devices for the actual episode? Or are you happy that you saw it now?
So happy.
Part of me kind of wants that to be in the first episode and just by itself. Like, I wish I'd seen it on the episode.
I think this is giving us a couple of moments, a couple of months to say, listen, if you love Murtaugh, then celebrate Murtaugh Mondays, okay? Then go back and rewatch all of your favorite episodes in Droughtlander of different episodes that have Murtaugh, because, you know, something ain't going down for him. Something is not going to work out well. And after May, there may not be much Murtaugh.
Sure. Do you think they use these flashbacks as a device to get us back to Scotland throughout the fifth season? And like, bring you up to date on what's happening, or do you think this is just a one-off?
I won't say.
Okay, fair enough.
I do think that it is a brilliant thing to open up, because once again, many of us fell in love with Outlander, not only for the storyline, not only for the characters, not only for the cast, but because of the beauty of Scotland. And so many people have watched seasons one and two, thanks to Netflix, and they may not have watched three and four. They may not have signed up for Stars, and now they get this access on YouTube or different areas of the web to be able to see this preview, where they're able to see shots of Scotland, shots of Lallybroch, a beautiful wee bairn of Jamie. So even if they don't necessarily know what's going on, if someone had just watched season one and two and they're debating, should I be getting seasons three and four or five? You know, should I be signing back up? They're going to see this and going to be like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Well, I mean, just for the sake of posterity, season three is now available on Netflix.
Oh.
Just so we're all on the same page, where it is available now. It actually just became available not too long ago. But regardless of whatever, you know.
I'm just saying that was another thing hooked people in.
Sure.
And I think that it's a great way to be like, hey, stay on board. Like, make sure you sign up for Stars.
Yeah, I like this as a framing device for either the first episode, flashbacks informing the relationship between Jamie and Murtaugh even more than what we already got in seasons 1, 2, 3, and 4. But just as a framing device to bring us back to Scotland and to something that we love and something that made us fall in love with Outlander from the very beginning, and experience what is happening through the lens of these characters with what has happened in previous moments of their lives. I think that's a really cool device to use.
Well, and also, you know, you're talking about how you weren't the biggest fan of Murtaugh Strutt, which once again, I'm kind of just picturing Elsa as she like feels it, you know, she builds her ice pals and she's like, yeah, I've got this. I liked it because it did take time. Whereas I felt like the finale of season 4, it was like, yay, everyone's home. Oh my gosh, we're all alive and it's great. By the way, you have to go catch Murtaugh at the end. It was just very rushed. Like, just shove them all in. Yep. Here we go. And this was almost a little breath. You know? Okay. We're going to take a deep breath and just love on Murtaugh. Mm-hmm. We're also going to give you a moment to let you know we kind of messed up Roger. So
we're going
to
fix it.
We're going to fix it. Now let's lean into that.
Before we lean into that real quick, I just want to say...
Is there another ado?
There's another ado. No, I just want to say that I really like this. Even though I think they kind of... it was clunky how they ended season 4 in terms of Murtaugh and everything. I really like the fact that they've set this conflict up between Jaime and Murtaugh. They've made the rebellion an actual personal stakes for Jaime and us as viewers.
Yep.
So we're going to have to care about it. Because if it's just another rebellion, then whatever. Jaime fights and that's the end of it. Right? It's no coincidence that Lieutenant Foster was in the Battle of Prestonpans. Mm-hmm. Right? We already had a prior relationship with him. And in later on, there was the battle where Jaime fights Blackjack. There's a personal engagement there in that battle, right? So there has to be a personal engagement here, and I really like that they're setting this up. It was a very smart choice to do so. All right, so let's lean into the later scenes. First, one thing that comes up to me is the makeup. Jamie's makeup and the hair looks quite good.
So good.
Looks quite good with the glasses, how he puts them on.
Oh my gosh.
How he kind of purses his lips a little bit. Sam Heughan does. You believe that he's of that age. It's funny because you go back, you watch seasons 1, 2, and 3, and Jamie's just so young, and you see him as like this young man.
Season 1.
Yeah, especially season one.
Yeah.
But looking at him in season 5, of course the makeup doesn't, you know, helps this, but, you know, there's a change there, and you feel like he's a little older, a little more wizened. He's got some experience.
A lot older, exactly. He's gone through stuff. He is much more wizened, and he is the confidence he has whipping Roger's head back and forth with a blade in hand, and just kind of being real with him, like, yeah, you're going to have to lean on other people.
Yep,
like,
absolutely.
How crappy must that heat feel as a man to hear from your elder, from your father-in-law, who you already have a weird relationship with, to hear from him be like, yeah, you are going to have to be a mooch.
And here's this cabin I'm gifting to you. Because
you're welcome.
Because you can't do anything. It's a weird relationship, and Jaime is clearly the father figure here. And just like you said, Mary, a great thing that he did that Sam Heughan does with Richard Rankin is just moving his head left and right, just bobbing it up and down, back and forth, and man, just getting whiplash.
Yes.
Just thinking about it.
Yes.
But the way that he talks to him, it's like obviously caring, obviously a little bit of sternness there too. Mm-hmm. Making sure that he understands his role and what's happening. But a thing that really stands out to me is the ring. The ring really stands out because it alludes to the fact that they're actually going to have a proper wedding. It's what it feels like. Murtaugh is the one who makes the ring. So even though we have this conflict that is brewing between Murtaugh and Jaime, they're still on terms where they can talk. They're still on terms where, like, it feels as though Jaime got these orders and is like kind of half-assing it, like doing what he has to do.
Why are you swearing so much? People listen to this with children around.
Sorry. He's
that is a swear.
He's
don't
doing,
say you don't swear.
He's doing it. He's technically following his orders, but he's not. Really
he is not following his orders.
Well, I'm sure that he has to raise an army, right? And from the previews, from the trailer, it shows him raising an army. Like, he has to do it. He has to fight the rebellion. But he's not like, oh, I hate Murtaugh. Like, he's out. No, Murtaugh still makes the ring, and he's still there, and they're going to have this wedding, and Jaime's gifting this cabin, and he's giving Roger his life. The thing I think that it alludes to more so is that Roger is going to go under, like, training with Jaime. And that may set up some conflicts between mm-hmm. the two. Am I hot, cold, or interesting?
I don't know about Murtaugh.
Well, no, I'm talking about Roger and Jaime.
I'm not giving you a single thing here, man. Not giving you anything.
All right, so what do you take most from the 3 minutes or so of Roger and Jaime?
That they've got a lot of peeps on the ridge helping build.
Yes.
A lot of good qualified people who know what they're doing, putting a floor down, getting that roof up.
A brand new house.
That Bree is, God bless her, optimistic in her fiance's skill set. Oh, Bree drew up some plans for a loft.
Yeah.
And there's Bree, like, here you go, it's simple. Here's
put that together.
Here's a blueprint that I've designed for you with Bree's skills of engineering. God bless her. There's little Roger with his guitar. How about I make up a song about?
Yeah, I'll make a song aloft. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. A lofty song. How about that? Yeah, I mean, like you said, Roger's going to have to find his place. He's going to have to learn some skills. We're going to see what skills he has, how he's able to use them, mm-hmm. because Roger does have some really interesting mm-hmm. skills. So I'm excited to see those be proudly shown on screen. I'm really happy that they, yes, I took a half of a point away because Claire wasn't on screen, but truth be told, I think Roger was robbed in season 4 of much of his endearing nature, and I feel like this teaser gave us some. We laughed, we flinched, we were Roger while we watched this. We laughed at Jaime, like, oh, Jaime, look at you being kind of a ball buster, but really we were feeling uncomfortable for Roger. We were in that chair.
Yep.
And I'm thankful for that, because I think this is the first time that the show has made me feel that for Roger without having my own knowledge of Roger from the books.
Sure. And they're investing in that relationship.
Correct.
That is clearly...
And they're investing in better wigs.
Yeah. No, that's clearly... a goal here that they're trying to show you. I think number one, that there's going to be more, there's going to be more of an interpersonal relationship between the two.
Yes.
And I hope that's what they do for the rest of the characters. The show has been so plot driven, I think, for so many years that I think now it's time to, okay, if we're going to, let's, for the lack of a better term or phrase, pass the torch to Bree and Roger. Mm-hmm. Which I don't know if there is the right choice or not, but regardless, if you're going to do it, I need to care about them, and I need to care about their relationship. And not only that, their relationship as it overlays with Jaime and Claire, mm-hmm. right? You can find out who a person is by comparing them to another, and you can find out a relationship by comparing it to another. Like, if you overlay the two,
yep.
you can understand what they are. And I think I hope that's the direction that they're going. And hopefully, again, this is Matt Roberts and Tony Graffi's.
Yes.
Like, this is their first, like, well, not their first, but this is when they finally have taken real ownership over the show.
Some wide open spaces, some fresh air. Yeah. They get to rock and roll with it. I agree. I'm excited.
So let's see what they got.
This trailer. What is it?
A sneak peek.
Sneak peek has wet my whistle.
Sure.
I am even more excited for February 16th.
Yep.
I loved it. Just like you said, I loved the music. I loved the atmosphere. I teared up. I laughed. Well flipping done, Outlander, because I'm not going to lie. In previous years, Outlander's wetting of the whistle around the holiday time has not been very appetizing.
It's been less than.
Yes. This was lovely. The new Yule log burning, lovely.
Yes.
I'm happier this year than I was in holidays of
the
past.
This sneak peek is like the baked Brie with raspberry.
Oh, yes.
And previous sneak peeks have been like that pre-made cheese and cracker platter that you always get, but nobody eats.
And the cheese is a little hard on the edges.
And the pepperoni is always just a little stale. Thick. It's a little little too thick for your taste, and it's a little too stale.
Yes.
And the crackers are like, they're not as good as Ritz crackers.
So we all hope that you enjoyed this sneak peek as much as we did. Please let us know if you are on social media, like find this post where we shouted out the sneak peek and we promoted this podcast episode, and let us know your personal opinions on it. If you didn't like it, if you wanted something different, if you liked the Murtaugh strut like I did, or if you didn't like Blake.
Well, a lot of people just don't like me in general, which is fine. I'm fine like that. But well, you ready to close this bad boy out?
Yep.
All right, let's close it out.
As always, we want to thank the Outlander cast staff who are tirelessly working as moderators, as editors, as bloggers to make sure that we are keeping the Outlander cast train rocking and rolling.
And you can find all of our coverage of Outlander at outlandercast.com, where you see all of our blogs, all of our posts, all of the well-written and well-edited, well-maintained articles, dating back all the way to season, I think, one, as a matter of fact. So, exciting stuff there. Check out all of our podcasts that there as well, where we did the top five favorite moments from season four, or we made fun of Jeffrey Hirsch or the CEO of Stars, or even now our latest efforts, which is the commentary tracks, the live commentary tracks for particular episodes of season one of Outlander. We will be moving to season two very soon. We'll hopefully try to get up to date with season five right before it airs. So I'm very excited about that. And if you want to get in touch with the really special clan of Outlander, you go to outlandercastclan.com, where you can be with all of our other patrons and get some really cool stuff like our Hamilton podcast and our Crown podcast, Hamilton being called Rise Up and our Crown podcast being called Keep Calm and Crown On.
Speaking of our patrons, we want to thank our associate producers, Angie, Carolyn, Celine, Dawn, Diane, Heather, Jeffrey, Jennifer, Larissa, Lauren, Linda, Marilyn, Mary, Michelle, Patricia, Siobhan. Am I saying that right?
Siobhan. You still can't get, this is like 2 years in a row, you still can't get it right.
She must be so mad at me. I'm so sorry. Summer, Valerie, one day I'll be really good at it. And until then, I'm sorry. Barbara, Christina, Dana, Dieta, Janet, Keelan, Lisa, Liz, Lori Ellen, Marianne, Meredith, Rainel, Rita, Sharon, Sue, Tara, Tina as our co-producers, and our executive producers, Anne, Bobby, Dee, Jen, Katie, Kirsty, Martha, Nadra, Peg, Sarah, and Shannon, as well as all of our other patrons at the other levels. Thank you
yes,
for
thank you.
Not only supporting us in season, but supporting Outlander cast in the off season. Oh, and yes. I'm putting it out there.
Okay.
Because when it's on record, it's happening.
What do you got?
The BBC is coming back.
Oh, yes. The BBC, Blake's Book Club, is coming back.
Blake's Book Club is going to be coming back starting this week, my friends. Starting.
Really?
Yep.
That's news to me.
I know. And that's why this is being recorded. You guys are welcome. Blake's Book Club is going to be happening, and it's going to be Dragonfly and Amber.
Oh, that is also news to me, too.
You're welcome.
Wow. Okay. That. Wow.
What?
Okay, that's happening. It's going to be Dragonfly and Amber.
What
sure.
do you think, Arno?
Well, most of the people voted for Drums of Autumn.
Really?
So, yes. So you know what? Let's do this.
No, because here's the thing.
Okay.
I feel like if you jump to Drums of Autumn, you're not going to come back and read Dragonfly and Amber or read Voyager. And I feel like if you read Dragonfly and Amber, you will then have the room to go on to Voyager and go on to Drums of Autumn, because Lord knows we are going to have another Droughtlander between season 5 and season 6.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like, you know what?
All right, fine.
Let's go
fine.
In.
I will do DIA.
You're welcome.
I will do DIA.
Let's go to France.
You guys. We're going to France.
Let's go play some chess.
Oh, man. Gonna go watch the King poop for a little bit.
Do you know that almost every time I make the kids oatmeal?
Uh-huh.
I think of Perch. And
Lionel Lingsner is sitting on a potty.
I'm like, well, my kids will be We'll be okay today.
Oh, the single worst episode of television that Stephen Bear ever wrote.
Oh, well, I don't... We will move on, but know that the book I think you'll have a lot more fun with if you didn't have as much fun in watching. I think you're going to really enjoy it, and it's why I stand firm in Dragonfly and Amber. So the BBC begins this week. Keep tuned. Of course, it's only to patrons, but patrons of all levels.
And remember, if you want to catch more of Mary and I, go to maryandblake.com. Check out all of our podcasts and blogs there. And that's all we got, kids.
For now, I'm Mary.
My name's Blake.
And you've been listening to Outlander Cast.